from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we're about to get swept up in a viral TikTok craze bit. Are we going to try Marshmallow Fluff Coke? Is that what it's called?
Fluffy Coke.
Fluffy Coke.
I saw this the other day, and I was somewhat intrigued because, you know, I'm a dessert guy.
Sure.
And I like good Coke,
too. You like sweets.
So it was a combination of two things that I was intrigued by. Now, I've never, ever in my life bought Marshmallow Fluff until last night.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured we could try it because they say it's the drink of the summer,
The drink of the summer.
And it's a simple formula. You take your fluff, marshmallow fluff, and line your glass.
Okay.
Now I have red Solo cups, not a glass. I
mean, like, all right, hold on. What do you mean line? Like rim it? Like it's a margarita?
Like the whole thing.
Yeah, I just think
you put it on the bottom, put a layer. The side.
Now we have, like, the recipe calls for like a real glass. We're slumming it with red Solo cups, but it's fine. We'll have a close approximation and we'll get an idea of it.
So what I have here is jet puffed marshmallow cream.
Here you go, Cakes.
Looks fantastic.
By the way, pretty cheap. It was only $1.99.
Well, I mean, it's just, could you put anything worse in your body at 8:23 in the morning than just sugary? This is marshmallow paste.
Hey, so what's fluff? I don't know what fluff is. I've never had fluff.
I think it's basically, it's almost like, the cream of the marshmallows.
Here's what it is. Corn syrup, sugar, water. Contains less than 2% of dried egg whites. Cream of tartar. Xanthan gum. Artificial and natural flavors. There you have it.
It's smushed marshmallow.
It's just loaded
with smushed marshmallow. I'm going to guess if you just bought marshmallows that you'd have those same ingredients, right?
Yes.
Do you think I have enough? I just lined the sides, Cakes.
Yeah, you're fine. By the way, I found a weird bit out about Matt Valdez, who I thought I knew until this morning. On an off topic, Valdez told me this morning he hates chocolate. He's not a chocolate guy. And Drab and I were just,
I know,
we were borderline incensed. We're
right,
like,
pass,
what are you talking about?
Pass, how long is it going to take you to line your damn Solo cup?
I need to make sure I have plenty of fluff in here.
Did you put the sodas in the freezer?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
No, that was my direction to Mike Marr was you got to get them cold.
Now, okay,
hopefully it doesn't explode in our faces.
Did you pick up yours? I got Coke Zero for you. I know you're a Coke Zero guy. All right, but I get the regular.
Oh.
Dude, I knew it. You called it. You put them in the freezer.
It's all good. Just a little, it's going to be extra cold.
What are you doing, Mike Moore?
Now I'm going to open mine away from my computer. Ah, look at that. Mine's perfect. No explosion, no nothing. All right, I have Coke Zero. I'm pouring in my red Solo cup. It's loaded with marshmallow fluff. It's getting nice and foamy.
Dude, he killed me.
Yours is turning into a disaster over there.
It's okay.
A second soda is going to explode
on
you.
It's frozen.
Hey, you know what?
I
think that actually helps the drink. The fact that it's frozen. It's frozen, mixes with the fluff.
What is?
I think it's going to be delicious. All right. Mine's looking pretty good. Mike Marr might have put mine in 5 minutes later than yours. Mine came out nice and cold. Perfect.
All right, now this one actually is a liquid Coke.
There you have it. All right.
You got to give it time to mix, I would imagine.
Do we have to stir it around?
It's supposed to have some ice in here.
Yeah, I don't know if I would trust the ice from the refrigerators and the freezers at Odyssey. I think they get cleaned like once every 6 months. So I don't know how clean the ice would be coming out of the ice dispenser.
By the way, I also thought of you last night when I bought the sodas, because you probably never bought cans this small.
No, you're incorrect.
I buy cans this small all the time.
I do at times, but it kind of offends my sense of my soda drinking sensibilities.
Right, you probably put away three each
time. To have
time.
A soda that's that small, because that's literally, this is...
They're 7.5 ounces,
I believe. Is one gulp. This is a single gulp for me. Valdez, you... I mean, you're the same, right? Like,
yeah,
you can't take these seriously.
Although they are
this thing.
Although they are kind of nice. Like, if you just want like a hit of sugar,
right?
And you don't want a full soda, they are kind of nice. Like, if I have a Coke Zero, I would rather have a 12-ounce bottle or can.
Sure.
But if I have a regular Sprite or a regular Coke, and I don't want all that sugar.
Yeah.
That nice little 7-ounce jolt.
Yeah, it just hits you.
It's good.
Hits you hard.
I'm mixing mine a little bit with the knife.
Mine's just kind of floating around in here.
All right, you ready to try it?
Yeah, I'm ready to give it a try.
Fluffy Coke.
It's the drink of the summer. All right, let's try this.
Mine tastes like Coke. I don't think I have any fluff.
Mine tastes just like Coke Zero. Right. Like, I can't taste the fluff.
The fluff hasn't mixed in.
Did we do it wrong? I think we did it the way we were supposed to. I followed the viral TikTok instructions.
Something is not right. We've got no mix.
Here, let me have your knife. I need to mix the fluff in with the soda. Need to mix it up. Need to shake it up over here. This might be a dud. This might be a dud drink of the summer so far.
Well, our fluff is not mixing. Maybe we needed the glass.
I see.
Underestimated the pint glass.
The ice. You're
supposed because to with the glass, maybe the fluff comes off easier. Here, I'm looking at my fluff. It's all stuck to the cup.
You're supposed to have like a straw, like scrape up the fluff with. Let's see here. I'm going to give this out of 10 cake batters. I give it a 4.
I taste no fluff.
Why don't you just take a bite of fluff, keep it in your mouth, and then take a sip of soda?
Or how about you just do what most normal
people do? Swish it around.
How about you just drink the soda? The fluff isn't really that necessary.
Bit of a dud, at least our execution. In theory, it'd be all right. By the way, I saw we should almost get Brett on for his expertise. The other day, and I saw that draft put in the outline, I was walking, and Valdez saw it too. Fox 5 was doing a bit on which state should get credit for the crush, the orange crush.
Yeah, the orange crush, yeah.
Apparently Delaware's claiming it, but Maryland wants to claim it too.
Delaware wants to make the orange crush the official state drink of Delaware. But Maryland is pushing back because apparently, and Valdez is an Ocean City expert / historian, he can vouch for this, the orange crush was... not discovered, created, I think, in the mid-90s at Harborside Bar, which is in West Ocean City.
Yeah, it's like it's a boater dock bar.
And what about the Sup Crush?
Well, the Sup Crush was stolen from the Starboard.
Right. And Brett would be the first to tell you that. Brett, by the way, Monty from the Starboard sent me a picture of him hanging out with Brett at the Starboard over this past weekend, and his caption was, "See, some guys aren't still afraid to come to the Starboard," and there's Brett, you know, doing his Ben Affleck pose,
chin up,
and just looking handsome.
That
out with Monty.
Brett every year goes back to Dewey for a scouting / reconnaissance about what he can steal.
Hey, Monty,
it's Brett. The beaches.
I'm back again. Can I see your menu? Yeah, sure, Brett. Here it is, man. Take a look. Take whatever you want. You're not in my market, so you can do whatever you want down in North Carolina. Those are my Brett and but Monty impersonations.
This is such BS from Delaware.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Delaware is just glomming on to something created in the great state of Maryland and trying to claim it as their own.
You have a tiny state that's known for no state tax in the first state. You guys have nothing. And you got to go steal from all your surrounding areas. That's what loser states do. Delaware is a loser state.
Hey, they got tax-free shopping, like you mentioned, and Dewey Beach. We love Monty.
What else?
Love the Star Wars.
What else? Exactly. DuPont.
What else do they have? Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of businesses incorporate in Delaware as a tax loophole. That's about the best I can offer.
Cakes, I'm just dropping some fluff in here, and I'll try that way. Here, you can try it.
That's good.
Looks like Mike Marr tried it. Has anybody else tried it that's actually getting some fluff?
You know what? This points to a bigger picture. Good to be away from TikTok. I don't need to be on TikTok.
I'm not on TikTok. I can't drink this. This looks disgusting. Yeah,
you would have like a physical reaction to it, Valdez.
I don't. It's the sides are coated in white fluff. It just looks gross.
It's not your thing.
It's not my thing.
Yeah, you're gonna stay far, far away. As you probably
when you go to those free soda machines and the Coke offers like
freestyle soda.
Yes. Sorry to offend you. I always get cherry Coke. That's my go-to.
Yeah.
Do you mix it up?
I had
because they've got vanilla. They've got like six different types of Coke that you can get.
I was officially shook a few days ago. I went to California Tortilla in the O Town.
All right, Cal Tort.
Cal Tort has had a freestyle Coke machine for I want to say like the last decade, last 8 to 10 years. So I go in, I pick up my to-go order. Of course, I have a drink with my to-go order. I turn to the left where the freestyle soda machine usually is. And to my horror and dismay, I'm looking at just a random Coke dispenser with, I think, four fountains on each side in between the ice.
They limited your choices.
They got rid of the freestyle Coke machine. I almost broke down and cried.
Well, I will tell you.
It was devastating.
The freestyle Coke machine, while I'm a fan of it.
Love it.
It doesn't taste the same.
See,
if you give me a regular machine of cherry Coke, which is my favorite,
mm-hmm.
all right? They have that at Subway right here.
Yeah.
At the Subway Cafe,
okay.
right here next to Nats Park,
mm-hmm.
they have regular cherry Coke.
Yeah.
If I drink that cherry Coke and then I get one at a freestyle machine.
Yes.
The Coke that comes out of the regular machine is 100% better than the freestyle machine.
I would take a 90% approximation of whatever soda I get out of the freestyle Coke machine.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because I have all of the options. Like if I go to a freestyle Coke machine.
Yeah, but what do you get at the freestyle Coke machine?
I'll tell you what I get. I press Coke Zero, and then they give me 12 options of Coke Zero.
So what do you get?
I mix it up. They have lime. They offer lemon. They offer raspberry. They offer cherry. They offer cherry vanilla. They offer, like during the summer months, peach Coke Zero.
Do shake it up.
Yes. Limitless choices.
Does it taste the same as Coke Zero?
Yeah. It's Coke Zero with whatever flavoring that they're hyping up. I like having those options, even if it doesn't taste exactly like the coming out of the fountain, like all of you you Coke militants are talking about.
I'm just saying, if I want a cherry Coke, I want it to taste like cherry Coke, and it doesn't taste quite as good
like
out of the freestyle machine.
I get a Coke Zero with lime. It tastes like Coke Zero with lime added to it. I don't see what the problem is here.
Hey, Cakes, I'm going to sneak in here for a second, going back to the debate of the Orange Crush, Delaware or Maryland. Let me ask you a question. Do you know where baseball was invented?
I'm going to guess you're going to tell me Delaware?
No. Canada. Is that Canada sport?
Is that Canada's pastime?
Is that their pastime, or is that America's pastime?
The Blue Jays are in Canada last time I checked.
Let me tell you something. The Starbird has the best orange crush in the country. Okay. No offense to Brett.
Yes.
All right. Monty perfected it.
Crushed
he popularized it.
Thanks,
just because it was invented in some dump in Maryland doesn't mean that's why it became a popular drink. Monty, everyone copied the Starbird's recipe, and that is why it exploded all over the Eastern Shore. So therefore, I'm giving a vote to Delaware. That should be the cocktail of Delaware.
Why are you you're such a mark for Delaware all of a sudden? Where is this coming from?
Well, just I'm getting into the debate here. I'm doing some background.
He's embracing
research.
Debate.
I'm embracing debate. I mean, okay, you guys, everyone's dunking all over Delaware, and they're the one that popularized the drink. It was invented in some guy's garage in Maryland. Big effing deal.
Popularized, by the way, keyword popularized.
Yes. Yeah.
Not invented. Not invented. Right. Stop trying to squat. You know, he's doing squatter's rights on drinks.
Look, it's at the end of the day, it's politicians doing a goofball political stunt. Oh, we want to make the Orange Crush our drink. Maryland's pushing back. And it's goofy. Who really cares? Just go enjoy the Orange Crush.
I actually kind of care a little bit. I don't like Delaware poaching things that were invented.
But Maryland already has apparently an official drink.
What and that is what?
The Black Eyed Susan.
Oh, that's right. They serve those at the Preakness.
Yes, because Maryland's such a silly state, it has a Preakness, unlike Delaware. What are you running at Harrington Park?
See, at least you know the name of the property. I didn't even know that.
Have fun in Dover.
I support the Starbird.
I support him too. You know what? Punt your trip to Dutch Wonderland with your kids. Go vacation in Delaware. Tell me how silly it is.
Well, you think the Delaware beaches aren't silly?
I know. I'm sulling them, and I actually do enjoy the Delaware beaches.
I was curious.
I'm a hypocrite.
The official drink of North Carolina?
I don't know what that is.
Milk. How did they declare milk?
Gross. You know what? They need to upgrade their official drink. Milk and cereal, fine. I know Valdez likes to eat like a T-bone steak in Washington with milk. That's kind of weird.
No. Spaghetti and milk.
Spaghetti and milk. Okay. Oh,
that's a great combination.
I don't like that combination. Not really.
It's almost like
that.
PB&J.
Yeah. How about it's nothing like PB&J? You know what else isn't a great combination? Coke Zero and Fluff. It stinks. I'll never drink it ever again.
And now my console's sticky because Mike Moore gave me soda.
I will wear that. I told him to put them in the freezer because I need my sodas ice cold. Can't have them even just a little cold.
Now you've got Fluff stuck to your mustache.
Do I? They got to be ice cold, JP. I got to maintain this during the break. All right, don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll be joined by Will Brinson. We'll talk NFL with him. We'll do Big Deal or Little Deal next here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.